that lifestyle. I've been trying to change that for a while. Okay.
So what you did the other day was totally bullshit.
What did I do?
Well, you brought in a bowl and you put grapes in it. But what I didn't know, because I was reaching in for a grape. Don't laugh. This is serious. This is bullshit. You brought out a bowl of grapes, but what I didn't know, and I grabbed what I thought was a grape, and I popped it in my mouth, and it was a fucking olive, man.
It's a black olive.
Why? Why would you ever?
They're delicious.
No, no.
I eat them all the time.
Why would you ever combine grapes and olives in the same bowl, man?
I didn't want to waste another bowl. They're both going to go in my mouth.
The flavors are going to like mix in the bowl.
No.
Yeah, the water is coming off and there's olive and grape juice.
I drained the olives.
It is not cool, man. The first thing I popped in my mouth was an olive.
Didn't you like it?
No, because I was expecting a grape.
Well, look before you grab.
No, this is not my fault. You said, hey, I brought some grapes out. All right, cool.
Did I say that? Or yeah, did I bring them out and want to have them to myself and then you stuck your hand in there?
No, you offered. You offered for sure.
I wonder if I did that knowingly.
I'm still very unhappy about this.
Okay.
And I think you know what? The other thing you also do is you also, when you unwrap a piece of candy or whatever, you'll put the wrapping back into the bag of candy with the other fresh candies, of which you have to sift through the wrappers that you've discarded back into the package to the candy.
I don't understand what the problem is. Can your fingers not tell what's hard and what's empty?
Clearly, you don't understand what the problem is.
As opposed to strewing all of the empty wrappers across the armrest of the couch and leaving them there?
Well, that is one case of where they could go that is better than back into the package of the new candies.
When you're done snacking, you walk over and you're going to go put the package back in the cupboard, but you take and throw away all the wrappers because it's all in one trip.
Never have you ever done that. You have a problem with combining things. There's something...
Oh, is it a problem or is it efficient?
It is not efficient. It is less efficient because for obvious reasons.
Well, I'll just only do it when I don't want to share then.
Okay, fair enough. You're only hurting yourself.
Welcome to Should We Get Married with Kylie and Kyle. Man, that was intense in the beginning. And let's just keep that intensity level at its highest as we talk about, should we have kids?
Yeah, let's talk about that. And I mean, this can be over with in 2 seconds for me. And the answer is no.
No, it's more complicated than that.
No, it's really easy for me. The answer is no.
Yeah, but on the last episode, when you teased, you said, there is still a door that's open. There is a window that is open in my heart for kids.
I just said that for, you know, the sake of show business. I didn't really believe it.
Have
in my
you
heart.
Ever wanted kids?
Yeah, sure.
And what changed your mind?
What changed my mind was taking a look at life and my life and then immediately realizing that I don't want to have a kid.
Because you don't want your life to turn upside down.
No, I'd be an awesome dad.
Well,
and it would definitely flip upside down and be all crazy and gnarly, and I wouldn't even know what to do with myself for a good couple of years, I bet. Let alone sleep, let alone put a thought together, let alone have any kind of social life or figure out even how to drive to the grocery store because I have a kid. But I would eventually figure it out and it would be awesome and I'd be great at it. But I don't want to do that. I just don't want to do it. I think there's enough kids on the planet and enough of our friends are having the kids, and I can support them in that way.
Okay. So I feel the same way.
Okay. That's good news.
But well, we already know this. We talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. But I always preface it with all I know is how I feel right now in this moment.
Yeah.
And that's, I keep my statement at that. I say, I don't want kids right now because sure. because I used to.
Okay.
And then I also kind of took a step back and stepped outside of like, what's that linear expectation of how my life is supposed to go and how could it go a different way? And, oh, it'd be super nice to not have kids. And I'm definitely not ready right now. And I like my life the way it is. And if I were to have kids willy-nilly, if I wasn't sure, then that's doing a disservice to those children. But I don't know if I'm going to feel that way in 5 years or 10 or however long my body will work in that way. So if I change my mind down the road, then I'll make that statement then. But as of right now, I don't want kids.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But, okay. And what were you going to say?
Well, are you prepared to, you'll have to make a decision about this relationship.
Yeah. That's what we're here to talk about. Is if I change my mind, say I change my mind in 5 years, we're still together. I'm either going to have to talk you into it.
I will be 41 years old.
That's no big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, like people of all ages are having kids. So
yeah,
if you personally feel like you're too old, that's one thing. But mm-hmm. but you are not, if you wanted to, you're not too old.
I mean, biologically, yeah, I could.
Yeah.
I could have a kid, sure. But do I want to be 61 when they're 20?
I don't know. I think.
Yeah, I know you don't know because it's me I'm talking about.
Well, okay, fair enough.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I definitely know I don't want to do that.
I mean, if you stop eating fast food, then you'll be just young and spry and fit at 60.
There's nothing wrong with eating fast food. Okay. It's just if it's all the time for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'm getting obese, now it's a problem. No matter what I'm eating, whether it's too much steak or too many potatoes or whatever. I know a lot of really healthy people that will have a nice scrumptious burger.
Yeah, I like fast food.
From anywhere.
I like Taco Time. Anyway.
Yeah.
If it comes to that, if I change my mind down the road, I'm either going to have to hardcore try my best to talk you into it or make a decision on if I want to leave you over it.
Yeah.
But the other part is at that time, if I'm quite a bit older and I make that decision, I'm taking a huge risk. If I decide having kids is so important that I need to leave you over it as much as I love you, I'm taking a risk that I might not meet someone else that A, is my age and wants to have a kid or doesn't already have something else going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
It could not happen anyway.
And then you'll be that television character trope of a single woman who just has to have a baby.
No. Oh, yeah. No, not
by herself.
Interested in that ever.
Yeah.
I don't think. Like, that's not for me. I think the whole point is having a family surrounding that child. Maybe we should talk about some of the reasons why we don't want to have kids.
Okay. Fire it off.
I feel like if I had this idea growing up that if I had kids, we would obviously have a few of them and a little family surrounding that, and then a wider family on the outside of that surrounding them. But my family is now dispersed or no longer in contact. So I would be bringing in a baby, which is fine, into just your and I's life and your parents. They just wouldn't have a lot of people around in terms of family on my side. And I already feel like I didn't have a ton of family surrounding me growing up just because it was the four of us and then we'd have to travel to see family. And I think there's something to say about that.
Yeah, I disagree. I think you can, if you want to have a kid, if anybody wants to have a kid, they can grow up in, no matter how diverse or loving the situation is, their life is going to work out the way it's supposed to work out. Because trying to control the narrative or the family dynamic, or, you know, how many people are around them or aren't around them or whatever, is ultimately futile, because you just can't, you can try and set everything up for success, but you're going to fuck them up one way or the other in some way. And in fact, I think diversity is really good, because, or having, having things to go through that are bad are really good. They were for me.
I agree.
And, there's so many, it's not a double-edged sword. It's like a 150-edged sword. There's so many roads and avenues and ways to look at this. There's just no right or wrong answer. Mm-hmm. And there is a part of me, because I am made to feel this way. I'm made to feel the urge to have an offspring.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't see the point. That's really what it comes down to for me. I ask myself why I would want a kid, and I don't have the answer. And maybe that is the answer. I don't know. It just feels like I am programmed to do that thing. So I'm going to say immediately, fuck that, because that's just kind of how I'm wired. I've always been wired that way. Oh, I'm supposed to do that? Go fuck yourself. That's how I've always been wired. But so it's that's part of the decision. And also, when I really think it through, I just can't come to a good, solid reason of why. But I don't really think it's a reason thing. I think it's a feeling thing. I think it's ultimately just, there's just no way to go about this. There's just no way. There's no way to find out, to get to an answer, other than I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah.
And you're right about everything, like right now, I'm just not going to do it.
Well, that's how it comes down to the feeling. Right now you feel don't want to.
Yeah.
And I agree.
Well, I think maybe we should just keep bringing this up in other podcasts. Like, let's keep this an ongoing conversation. Maybe
I'd love to talk about the fact that I think this is becoming more of a popular opinion, and a lot of people that make this decision might feel alienated, not alienated, but outside of the norm and not fitting in with society, because you tell someone you don't want kids and their face wrinkles up and they're like, eh. At least the older generation, like our parents' generation, they don't comprehend it. And
you're right.
I've found a lot of comfort now that I feel like I've made that decision, and now I notice other people that have also made that decision, and it's so comforting. And I didn't notice those people before.
Yeah.
Like, our neighbors are a little older than us, and they never had kids. My aunt and uncle never had kids. They have seemingly a really good relationship, and they're happy.
Yeah.
And then I found, like, the child-free subreddit on Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And
how are those people doing? Do they just have a bunch of money and a bunch of free time? And they're just having a blast?
I think there's a huge variety in ages that are discussing topics on there.
Yeah.
And there's a whole spectrum of opinions as well.
Yeah,
but
right.
The most interesting thing within that whole world is people who, if they get pregnant, they won't have an unwanted pregnancy and they'll abort it.
Okay. So
that's a huge, like, and that's, I think that's something that's increased majorly. Like, people
that's not
are
how
getting,
I feel.
What do you mean?
I don't feel like I would want anybody to abort anything if there was an accident.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, Well, part of my life philosophy and part of my principles is to, and part of my spiritual beliefs, which is mostly agnostic, but even when I am in like this atheist, like, you know, I'm really questioning everything mood or mode, I really welcome serendipity. I really welcome when things fall in front of me. I love that because I don't have to make a decision.
It's been
made for me and I can adapt and learn new things and learn new actions and become something else in a way. And that's really amazing. I don't want that to ever happen. I don't want that to ever be a thing that as far as pregnancy goes.
Yeah.
But I'm not hardcore to where I would really push for an abortion.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can't remember if we've talked about this before. I don't think that's something you can just decide ahead of time. That's we'll cross that bridge when we get there sort of thing.
Yeah.
But
I will say if we have like quadruplets or more, we got to slice off a few.
Oh my God. We have had that discussion.
Yeah. There's no way I'm having more than twins.
I was so appalled the first time you brought this up. And people apparently do this all the time.
It's a real thing. If you have some sort of a crazy anomaly and you have sextuplets, you have the option to cancel, there's a
word for it.
You have the option to take a few out of the swimming pool. And I would definitely do that. I would definitely, without a doubt, push for that. Cause there's no, I can't even compute.
Yeah. I think that could be part of the doctor's recommendation too. And I would follow their recommendation,
especially at the health of, the mom.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an unhealthy, the doctor will say, hey, we have to do this thing, but you can also make the decision yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you have twins in there, I think you can, I mean, it's the law. I don't really know. But I would even consider that. Like let's cut the losses, man.
Okay.
Let's get them out of there. Hammer her out of there. See ya.
So this is
hopefully one eats the other, then that's one badass baby. If the one fetus absorbs the other baby, like,
isn't that what Dwight did
in The Office?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, that's probably where I got really that thought from. Though.
This is why I like talking about this because, I mean, we're talking about abortion right now, which is such a taboo topic.
It's taboo.
Like it's a not safe for work topic. And
definitely
I talk about this openly with my friends and you and whoever, because it's just a part of reality and it doesn't need to be this big fucking deal.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I'm sorry to offend anyone, but it's every individual person's choice. And
you thought that was going to be offensive saying that? You thought it's...
No, this entire just like la-di-da abortion conversation.
Okay.
If it isn't, again, if this offends you, go listen to some other hoity-toity podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
But...
Or just, you know, hang on for a bit.
Or hang on. Or maybe just open your mind a bit.
Okay. What do you got?
I just, if that were to happen... So... Like on the child free subreddit, there's all these women and there's this kind of, I don't know if it's a movement or it's just people that have a space to talk about it where they didn't have a space to talk about it before. But there'll be a story like, I'm doing this and this and this in my life right now. I'm in a loving, committed relationship with my husband or boyfriend or whoever. And we found out we were pregnant and
are there gay couples on there too? Because
I'm sure there's all,
that's like big percentage of them I would assume would be child free.
Yeah. But these are women that are like in a loving, committed relationship and they don't want kids and they've become pregnant and they will terminate.
Wow.
And they'll write their story on there and they'll share it with other people and other people will just be there for them or say, hey, I've been through the same thing. And a lot of people, you can't tell, sometimes you can't tell your family or your friends or like, I get it. They're just saying, I get it. And it's very interesting to me.
That is super interesting. I'm going to have to hop on there and read it. But I will say where I'm at, I'm in between.
I'm not making a stance either.
Yeah, I'm in between. And
but I will say that if we got pregnant.
Okay.
And we're in a place in our life where we didn't want to have a child.
Yeah.
And it just in the gut didn't feel right.
Okay.
And we did something like that. I've thought about this before.
All right.
It'd be hard to go tell somebody like a sibling, say, who has children. Or
oh yeah, they couldn't.
Best friends who are pregnant.
Yeah, it'd be hard for them to relate and comfort you.
Right.
Yeah, you'd have to go outside somewhere.
It's an area that could really push people away.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
And that'd be a tough place to be. But I think when it comes down to it, okay, you try to be as safe as you can. If you don't want kids, then it's your responsibility to not get pregnant. But if something happens, it's your responsibility to, if you don't want to have a child and you bring a child into this world, I think there are a lot of people that have done that and then they don't give that child the life that they deserve mm-hmm. or the attention that they need or the commitment. I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many nuances to think about there.
And then there's anti people that are like, how selfish is that? Go through with the pregnancy that you got pregnant. It's your fault. And then give that baby up for adoption to a family who needs it. I understand that too.
Yeah. And not to mention all the families that do get pregnant and they do give birth and they want it. And then they royally fuck it all up because they're horrible parents.
Well,
they're horrible people.
I heard a really interesting thing, which
there's
is
so much
you
to,
have the right to fuck up. And it's a weird thing to think about because we're all just shaming each other's parenting and
that's
like,
true, yeah.
Hey, you're not doing that right and blah, 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 and read all these books. But it's like, you know what? A person has all the right. They have all the right in the world to fuck up their child.
Yeah, that's true. It's so crazy being a human and having all of the, we have so much power as parents to do the right thing, but also to wield that sword of doing the right thing, but also missing the swing and making mistakes, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And it's just the messiness of being human ultimately. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what I was trying to say there, but.
And you know what else? Some people have really great parents. Mm-hmm. And then you're still going to be fucked up in other ways.
Oh yeah,
everyone
for sure.
Everyone in the entire world has just like some deep rooted underlying shit. Even if they seemingly have a great life and great parents and everything, there's something there and it's fine.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
I just want to thank everybody.
Okay.
For listening. It's such a wonderful thing that people take their time out of their day and listen to us talk about these things because we really want to reach out to people and to discuss with each other the stuff that's on our minds, and we're getting a lot of support out mm-hmm. there. And I just thank you so much. And if you can, please like and subscribe over on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah.
And tell a friend. It's a big deal. Everybody who has left a review is so, we're so grateful for you. And you're so gracious with your time. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're really happy that you're on this open-minded journey with us.
Yeah. We realize that some of this stuff is against the grain and some of it might be hard to relate to, but we really just want to talk about the parts of these conversations that aren't talked about regularly. Yeah.
And we're just a couple of fools.
Yeah.
You know, just having a talk.
And some people are listening going, yeah, but what about blank? And what about blank? You didn't even mention that.
Right.
And that's actually how I'm starting to feel right now about having kids. We didn't talk about the positives.
Trust me, after a podcast, I'm like, well, why didn't I say it that way? Or why didn't I say these things that are relatable to the thing that I was talking about? And it's just, it's when we're in the moment, we're talking on the mics here.
Yeah.
Which I just want to talk and try not to think about it because I want to improve over time. So it's just part of the journey, and you're on this journey with us. We're gonna mess up a lot, and we're gonna have some crappy episodes, and just skip them if you don't like them. Just skip them.
Skip them.
And
we got some more bonus episodes up our sleeve.
Yeah, we do, and we might have. Yeah, we got a couple of good goodies up our sleeves for sure.
I want to say something.
Okay, the floor is yours.
I think that I would, you know, everything being said, okay, I think I would love being pregnant.
Oh.
I've told you this before. Giving birth fucking terrifies me. I've watched my sister give birth twice. I've watched my friend Murphy give birth twice. I've seen it all. I see it in a movie. It makes me cringe and squirm.
Yeah.
I would be panicking. But being pregnant itself, I've always thought I would really love that. But I'll never know.
That's so cliche. You're so cliche right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
Some people hate being pregnant.
No.
Yeah?
The most thing I hear is women will be like, ooh, I can't. It'd be so much fun to be pregnant.
Every time.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
Well, here's the thing. It's something that we're born to be able to do.
Yeah.
Our bodies have this miracle thing that happens.
Yeah.
And so to not experience that feels...
How do you think I feel?
Like, I understand that you
can't do
that. How do
you think I feel? I can't get pregnant. I can't experience the miracle of birth.
Yes, but you don't have the option.
I know. How do you... I can't even if I wanted to.
Okay, great. I can't get a boner.
Let me tell you about boners.
Hold on.
They are awesome. Okay, you finish your point.
I'm just saying I have the opportunity to do that. I'm given the miracle within my body to grow another person, and I'm choosing to not experience it, so there's a huge amount of FOMO.
Yeah, and you get FOMO real, real hard.
Yeah.
All the time.
And that's a big one. I don't want to look back when I'm 50 and go, fuck.
You get FOMO when you're in another room and I'm out here watching a cool show. You get FOMO. When I'm out here, you won't go watch, and you need to watch another television show. You won't go in the bedroom to watch another, because you need to be out here where the action is.
Listen, out here is where the action is. The pets are out here. The lights are on. It's not a dark, dank, tiny little bedroom.
Our bedroom is not dark and
it's
dank.
It's a cave. There's no window.
It is so cozy in there. It's so comforting and cozy in there.
The curtains are drawn.
And for the record,
it's tiny,
I have no problem
cold.
Going in there.
Okay. Good.
And I would.
Good for you.
All right. Let's move on.
Okay. You want to talk about 23andMe?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you like your results?
I mean,
Mr. Norwegian.
So, yeah. Well, I'm a mutt, but my mom's really
50% Norwegian.
My mom's like almost all Viking, so I have I have 25% Viking in me.
No big deal.
The Weege, as we like to call it.
He's got the Weege in him.
My peeps were called the Weege. And that was cool to see. And then I thought their health stuff would be a lot more in depth, which me and you are doing we just pricked our fingers for the blood test for food sensitivity. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah.
But the 23andMe was a little lackluster. As far as the health stuff and the genetic stuff, it was just kind of like, it's just kind of like...
Well, it tells you things you already know by looking at yourself. Like, your ring finger is going to be longer than your middle finger, or you're going to have a unibrow or a widow's peak. And it's like, cool, I could have looked in the mirror.
Yeah, and also they said I'm not prone to balding, but I am losing my hair. And I'm like, well, that's wrong. And then a couple other things. But The other thing that was interesting is it looks like I'm predisposed. I have a low risk of having late onset Alzheimer's.
Oh, me too. Yeah, we both have it.
And also, I can pass down a genetic to where my offspring will have like this weird thing where they won't, it's something weird where they don't get enough of something. It's kind of a really weird genetic anomaly.
But it's only if both parents have the strain, right? And I don't have it.
Yeah, that's true. And then the other thing is I don't have the muscle composition of an elite athlete.
Guess who does, baby?
You do, and you called me. I remember you called me from work. You were reading it.
I got three words for you. Elite to rub muscle in. Mass.
Which you do. You have a really nice body, and you have really good muscle composition, and I really have to work hard for mine. Way more than you do. And so I should probably lay off the Wendy's. But yeah, it was cool. It's cool. I kind of want to do another one. And there's kind of the topic of privacy, because now now my DNA is 23andMe has my DNA. And I said yes to everything. Like, hold it for this long. I don't care, whatever. I'm just kind of all in. And but fuck it, man. Overall, what did you think of the 23andMe? Were you happy with the thing?
I thought the ancestry part was worth it, and the health part was interesting. I mean, I would do it no matter what, because I would want to find out if I had certain strains.
Yeah.
But I didn't have anything alerted except for the early onset or late onset Alzheimer's, which, by the way, was the number one thing I was hoping was not on there.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But it's late onset, so that's good. Early onset would be rough.
It's still good to know. Oh, well, both of my grandmothers had dementia.
Yeah, right.
And Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
So that's something to look forward to.
Well, it doesn't, by the way, it doesn't mean you're going to get any of this stuff or any of this
right,
is going to happen.
But I have it on both the sides of my family. Like, without 23andMe, I already know that.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Both my grandmas. I don't know about my grandpas.
I definitely want to be have a sharp mind, and, you know, as long as I last, because that would be rough. But we'll see. We'll see where we're at when we're 70.
I guess so. By the time in 10 years, there's going to be so many more things added to this 23andMe stuff, I bet.
I
wonder
so.
If they'll retest. Wait, they can't retest saliva. We'll have to do it. Take another test.
No, they do.
Really?
Yeah.
They save it?
They hold your samples for like a couple of years, or you can tick a box and they'll hold it for longer. Mm. And yeah, the more things that come out, the more information they can provide to us.
Do you think your food sensitivity is going to come back and just say like red, 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 red for everything?
Yeah, well... You know my stomach.
Yeah.
And I have IBS and diverticulitis, and I'm prone to ulcers and all kinds of shit.
It's nasty stuff.
Yeah. And so I'm excited to see that, because then I'll kind of have a better idea, because I already know what I'm sensitive to now.
Yeah.
But I'll just have a better idea of what's going on. And I love a page or two full of science and fact. But there's also, I mean, it doesn't mean it's perfectly correct. So I have to kind of, I have to feel it out from there too. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to keep on doing this stuff.
Okay.
As far as the testing and everything, just every once in a while, just do a DNA test or a blood test to figure out shed some new light on whatever's going on with me. That I think I'd like to continue. Okay. So that's our health stuff. And so this next episode, I'm really interested in. It's going to be something wild. It's going to be something crazy. It's going to be something a little kooky. It's going to be very personal.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about some of our breakups.
Some of them.
Not all of them.
No, there's two totals.
Oh, I thought there was three or four. What? Maybe that's just in my head.
Oh my God.
Yeah, definitely three or four.
Couple of them you didn't fall through on, sounds like.
Yeah, I got a couple that I need to revisit in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to ask you some questions on that podcast.
And you know what? I'll be ready for those questions because I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
Good.
And I'm going to be generous and also empathetic towards our relationship as well. So I'm not going to be a jerk face, but I'm also going to be honest as well.
Oh, that's perfect. That was 2013, by the way.
Because you have some explaining to do as well.
Why?
Young lady.
How? I never broke up with you right before a trip.
Well, is that wrong? Is that a wrong thing to do?
It was wrong.
No, it was not. It was the right thing to do.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, breaking up is hard to do. It's a hard thing to do. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Stay safe out there. Stay warm.
Be cool. Be saucy.
Be kind to one another.
Be kind.
And if you get bored on Instagram, head over to SWGMPod, and that's where we'll be.
Yeah, follow us there. Tell a friend.
Bye.
Bye.